Harper Audio presents Light of Day by Allison Van Dypen, performed by Marisol Ramirez. Mystery Guy. He was watching me from across the club. Magnetic blue eyes, square jaw, steady gaze. I liked it. Not that Maria and I were short on male attention tonight. Right now, as we leaned on the bar, we were chatting with a slick guy in his late 20s who'd called us the most beautiful girls in Miami. A little over the top, but Maria was lapping it up. I still couldn't believe we'd gotten into the space. The newest hotspot in South Beach. The club was shaped like a giant futuristic cube with black mirrored walls and two levels packed with people. Lucky for us, Maria's brother's friend worked the door and had accepted our fake IDs with a wink. "Another round for the ladies," Raul said to the bartender. He wasn't my type, with the gold chains, chest hair, and fat gold rings. But Maria wasn't being picky tonight. She'd just been through an awful breakup. Her boyfriend had slept with her cousin, the type of betrayal you'd only hear about on a trashy talk show. Maria gave me a nudge, and I knew she wanted a few minutes alone with Raul. If I had been brave, I'd have sent a drink over to Blue Eyes, who was sitting by himself near the dance floor. If I were even braver, I'd carry the drink over myself. But I wasn't brave, so I went to the bathroom instead. I took my time, checking my appearance in the mirror. The curly black hair, dark eyes, red lips, white teeth, and lingering summer tan. I wore a little white dress with black zebra stripes up the sides. Totally chic. But who was I kidding? No one here would think I was 21. I was 3 months shy of 18, and looked it. When I left the bathroom, Blue Eyes was outside. He was taller than I'd thought, his broad shoulders blocking the cramped hallway. I wasn't sure if this was good or creepy, but I was definitely leaning toward good. "Hey there," he said. God, he was cute. Light brown hair. Mesmerizing eyes. A young Channing Tatum, except for one thing. You could tell his nose had been broken. "Hey." I gave him my best smile. "I'm Gabby." He didn't return the smile. "That guy you're talking to? He's dangerous." I frowned. "What do you mean?"
"I saw him slip roofies in your drinks. Your friend's already started drinking hers. You haven't. I'd keep it that way."
My jaw dropped. "Are you sure?"
"Yeah. He's gonna want you and your friend to leave with him. I wouldn't go if I were you."
"We won't." My anger surged. "We know one of the doormen. He'll throw his ass out of here." I started to move past him, anxious to get to Maria, but he put up a hand to stop me.
"No.
Don't involve the bouncers and don't confront him. You can't prove anything."
"I'll call the police then. Maybe they can test the drinks."
He shook his head. "There's no way they'd do that. Best thing you can do is walk." I was about to argue, but stopped myself. This guy was on my side. If it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have even known what was happening.
"Okay," I agreed. "Thanks for telling me."
A faint smile.
"Glad to help."
I headed back to the bar, my feet faltering in my 3-inch heels. Steadying myself, I observed Maria and Raul with new eyes. Maria was laughing at whatever he'd said, and his arm was locked around her waist. His game plan was so obvious now. Raul had targeted the youngest, most innocent-looking girls in the club, especially the vulnerable one, whose sad eyes made her a prime target. I continued across the room and slipped onto the bar stool beside Maria.
"Sorry to interrupt, guys."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?